We talked about our indications for ALKA, and let's talk about the contraindications for ALKA. It's very important that our physicians understand both the indications and the contraindications when they use the ALKA laser atherectomy method, because this is ethical and this helps them make the most informed decisions in their clinical practice. So the first contraindication for ALKA is a lesion that is in an unprotected left main artery. What that means is that there is not a bypass graft on the left to protect the left main in case something goes wrong and the left main goes down. If the left main shuts down, the entire left side of the heart can get shut off, unless you have a bypass graft that goes from the left main to, say, the LAD or the circumflex or the OM, then there is a little bit of a protection. Another contraindication is a lesion that is beyond acute bends or is in a location within the coronary anatomy where the catheter cannot traverse. So you want to be really careful here because light doesn't bend. So in these acute bends, it's really the physician's decision here to decide whether they want to use laser or not. If you have a doctor who really insists on using laser in a really tortuous acute bend in the coronary anatomy, one good suggestion is to go down on settings here, perhaps going at 40-40. Another good practice could be that this is where you might want to go a little bit faster, more than 1 mm/s, just so that you can get past that acute bend a little bit faster. If you cannot get the guide wire to pass through the lesion, this is obviously a requirement here to get the guide wire across for laser atherectomy or for rotational atherectomy, for ballooning, stenting. Just as a reminder here, we cannot do step-by-step in the coronary, so we do not recommend that. Of course, if a lesion is located within a bifurcation, we all know that currently there is no device that is indicated specific for bifurcations. And again, if the patient is not acceptable candidate for bypass graft surgery, that's also a contraindication.